trembling lips. Ernie did some amazing Christmas recordings later in his recording career, so with that mentioned, let's remember a classic called What Christmas Means to Me, and then we'll follow with I Love a Country Christmas. With that, here now is a man I always had great respect for, the late, great Ernie Ashworth.
You know, just the other day, some friends and I were talking, and I asked my old buddy Ernie Ashworth just what Christmas meant to him as a young boy growing up, and well, he opened his mouth, and this is what he had to say.
I remember Christmas dinner, cooking on an old wood stove, and the little dress my sister wore that my mama wove. I remember singing Christmas carols around the Christmas tree. And that's what Christmas meant to me. We didn't have much money, but Dad kept the family fed. Time on Christmas Eve, our Christmas prayers were said. We never asked for riches, just a loving family. And that's what Christmas meant to me. I remember one Christmas morning, no toys under the Christmas tree. My daddy cried and apologized for failing us, you see. And yet he gave us something that we were so proud of. For when we looked inside our stockings, they were filled with love. If I only had one wish, my one wish would be to spend just one more old-time Christmas with my family. But Mom and Dad have passed away, so this can never be. But now you know what Christmas meant to me. This story tells what Christmas meant to me. They may have silver bells and downtown lights are pretty, but this old country boy ain't spending Christmas in the city. I love the country Christmas, I'm heading out today. Soon as I load my pickup truck, I'll be on my way. If I get there in time, I'll help them trim the tree. We'll have a country Christmas the way it used to be. I love a country Christmas. I love the one who gave his only son that Christmas this whole world to save. People in the country share some special dream. I love a country Christmas, I love what it means. We'll go to a country church for a Christmas play. Hear that old time story I still believe today. Shepherds dressed in robes for their nativity scene. I love a country Christmas, I love what it means. I love a country Christmas, I love the one who gave his only son that Christmas this this old world astray. People in the country share some special dreams. I love a country Christmas, I love what it means. The smell of pumpkin pie fresh from the oven. I like in folks coming in, a laughing and a hugging. Christmas time brings out the best in everyone, it seems. I love a country Christmas, I love what it means. Christmas, I love the one who gave his only son that Christmas this whole world to save. People in the country share some special dreams. I love a country Christmas, I love what it means. I love a country Christmas, I love what it means.
Yes, friends, it's once again time to take our weekly trip down to the east coast of Canada and the good old Maritimes with what I like to call the Great Atlantic Lullaby. As we do this, we must first of all send out some special Sunday morning greetings to our dear friends Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For them, today will be an east coast legend, none other than Lloyd Snow and Christmas at Sea. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite east coast classic, and that will be our dear friend Michael T. Wall. And a classic called Eight Newfie Dogs, going out to all our dogs on the Woodlock Ranch. Then we'll wrap up with Dick Nolan, the pride of the East Coast of the Maritimes, and a classic by Dick called Blue at Christmas. With that, here's my salute to the eastern coast of Canada, and especially the Maritime listeners. Welcome in, friends.
Here it is now, Christmas Eve. I'm out here on the sea, wishing I could be with the family. As the boat tosses to and fro, I can see the Christmas lights glow in our home, dear, on our Christmas tree. Christmas at sea, Christmas at sea, Christmas at sea, Christmas at sea. Oh, how I miss my family. It's a time of good cheer, but I miss the one so dear, for I'm spending my Christmas at sea. Seaman's bound to roam, and he's very seldom home, for he makes his living on the phone. But when Christmas bells ring and church choirs sing, oh, his heart longs to spend Christmas at home. Christmas at sea, Christmas at sea, Christmas at sea, Christmas at sea. Oh, how I miss my family. It's a time of good cheer, but I miss the one so dear, for I'm spending my Christmas at sea. Christmas at sea, Christmas at sea, Christmas at sea, Christmas at sea. Oh, how I miss my family. It's a time of at sea.
Up at the cool North Pole where Santa lives all year. Was time for the reindeer roundup, for Christmas Eve was near. The reindeer looked a little green from eating too much mouse. Mrs. Claus was first to notice it and went straight to the boss. She said, "We have a problem, for tomorrow's Christmas Eve. And if the reindeer cannot fly, the sleigh of toys can't leave." But Santa said, "Don't worry, dear, just pass me my eggnog." And off he went to Newfoundland and found 8 Newfie dogs.
8 Newfie dogs flying through the night, barking up a storm on their first long flight. Jumping on the rooftops, jingle all the way. 8 Newfie dogs pulling Santa's sleigh.
Now Newfs are big but gentle dogs and look a little shy. But Santa was determined those dogs would learn to fly. He put them through their paces, but the elves all shook their heads. They said, "Forget it, Santa, and just hire a jet instead." With harness bells a-jingling, he led them to and fro. When he said go, they all would stop and sit there in the snow. The dogs were getting restless now and very hard to teach, till Santa filled their water bowls with good old Newfie Screech.
8 Newfie dogs flying through the night. 8 Newfie dogs, what a doggone sight. Jumping on the rooftops, jingle all the way. 8 Newfie dogs pulling Santa's sleigh.
And then just like a shooting star, they all flew out of sight. And you can bet they did not miss a single house that night. The crisis now was over, it was time for more eggnog. This Christmas Eve, the sleigh was pulled by 8 Newfie dogs. So if you're down in Newfoundland at Christmas time this year, go easy on the Newfie Screech, it's stronger than a beer. And if you're walking home at night and look up at the sky, don't be surprised if you should see 8 dogs go flying by.
8 Newfie dogs doing what is right, barking up a storm,
not a silent night.
Racing through the cities and out around the bay, 8 Newfie dogs pulling Santa's sleigh. Those 8 big old Newfie dogs were pulling Santa's sleigh.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too.
Oh, 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 oh.
Up Joey, on Blackie, up Polly and Lady and Cleo, on Samson and Midnight. Go, Speed, up, up and away.
Well, you never have the blues till you've been blue at Christmas, when all the world seems happy as can be. And if you were only here, then we'd sing White Christmas beside the fire and our Christmas tree. Well, the wood upon the fire, it don't want to burn, as though it had a mind that's waiting for you to return. And you never had Christmas, and it seems I'll spend this Christmas without you. Cheer. It seems that I'm the only one is unhappy, unhappy in a happy time of year. Well, the lights upon the Christmas tree keep going off and on. They seem to say, you're all alone, she's gone, gone, gone. And you never had the blues till you've been blue at Christmas. And it seems as though this Christmas I'll be blue. Yes, it seems as though this Christmas I'll be blue.
I hear the sound coming round the bend. The Christmas trains are coming.
Hello, friends. It's Peter Trenum, host of The Gospel Trail, heard over Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9, out of Amherst, Nova Scotia. And I'd like to wish my friend Johnny Woodlock and all his radio listeners a Merry Christmas here on the Wayback Country Christmas Show, and a happy and healthy new year.
Now don't you wait till it is too late. This Christmas train's gonna seal your fate. The Christmas train's a-coming.
Well, yes, once again, we're back here following those classic East Coast favorites here this morning on the Wayback Country Christmas and Jamboree. As we welcome you all back in, I would like to play the High Lonesome Sounds of Bluegrass as we salute our Bluegrass offerings for this Sunday. Remember the voice with a heart, first of all, Mac Wiseman, and a classic called Christmas Memories. Then we'll follow with an all-time favorite by the father of Bluegrass, Bill Monroe, William Smith Monroe, and a classic titled That's Christmas Time to Me. Then we'll wrap up this selection of Bluegrass all-time favorites with Jimmy Martin, who will forever be remembered as the true king of Bluegrass, and a classic called Christmas is Everywhere But in My Heart. With that, here's our way back Christmas salute to Bluegrass music. Welcome in, friends, and good morning.
In my dreams I'll go home again for Christmas, with my family the way it used to be, cracking nuts and watching Mom making candy. In the old days that was a sight to see. Dad would have the fireplace burning brightly. We all would help decorate the tree with strings of popcorn and a little bell that go ting-a-ling, and the Star of Bethlehem where all could see. Child again at Christmas, and daydreams are filled with memories. memory. The sounds of carols as the snowflakes fill the night air. Toys from Santa and the love of family. Dad would have the fireplace burning brightly. We all would help decorate the tree with strings of popcorn and the little bells echo tingling, and the Star of Bethlehem where all could see. I'll be home again for Christmas in my dreams. My heart and mind are filled with Christmas memory. Christmas,
it's my favorite time of year, when young hearts always gladden and the old ones filled with tears. I recall the scenes from childhood, what Christmas meant to me. I could hardly wait for Christmas to get my presents from the tree. Oh, Santa will be coming, he'll say, if you've been good, I'll answer, I have, Santa, just like I said I would. There's candy canes and chocolate things and an angel on the tree. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me. Christmas, we sang of Jesus' birth, a child born in a manger, we sang of peace on earth. Our Father who would lead us, and we'd pray our Christmas prayer, and we thank the Lord above that we all would gather here. Oh, Santa will be coming, he'll say, have you been good? I'll answer, I have, Santa, just like I said I would. There's candy canes and chocolate things and an angel on the tree. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, that's Christmas time to me.
Christmas is everywhere except in my heart.
The Christmas lights are brightly gleaming, but to me they have no meaning, 'cause I'm just too lonely without you here with me. I hear bells softly ringing and the happy voices singing, and every window has a special Christmas tree.
Christmas is everywhere except in my heart. How can it
and we're so far apart. Everyone is celebrating while my heart and soul is aching. Christmas is everywhere except in my heart.
A star is hanging, but I can't get into the feeling, 'cause I'm all torn apart with these memories of you. The snowflakes are deeply spreading while the kids are out there sledding, while I wonder what you are doing too.
Christmas is everywhere except in my heart. How can it be so jolly when we're so far apart? Everyone is celebrating while my heart and soul is aching. Christmas is everywhere except in my heart. Christmas is everywhere except in my heart.
So when it used to be Christmas long ago,
there used to be a Christmas tree.
Hello there, this is Daniel O'Donnell from Ireland here. And you're listening to Johnny Woodruff, and we're wishing you a Merry Christmas from the way back country jamboree.
I still love Christmas the way it used to be so long ago.
Well now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay... Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to a dear friend of mine who I've gotten to know over the years quite well. And she, back in 1953, that's 71 years ago, at the age of 10, this lady, Miss Gayla Peavy, would go into the recording studios of Columbia Records along with the Mitch Miller Orchestra and record what is considered today one of the most beloved novelty Christmas songs of all time. That, of course, is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. With that, it brings me great honor once again to welcome a dear friend of mine and the Jamborees to our program this morning, Miss Gayla Peavy. Following this interview, of course, we will hear that all-time 1953 recording of Gayla's at the age of 10 and I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. With that, here's our dear friend and a true legend of Christmas, Gayla Peavy.
Well, hi, Johnny. Nice to be here with you.
Yes, and as I was saying, it's a pleasure to be talking to you once again. I know the time goes by way too fast, as we were saying, yes.
Yes. Fly back.
So let's go back to when and how this song was recorded.
Well, as you said, I was 10 years old, and I signed a contract with Columbia Records. The A&R person was Mitch Miller, and he chose a couple of little Christmas songs for me to record. For my first recording on the label, one of them was Are My Ears On Straight?
Yes.
And the other one was I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Exactly.
And so, at the time, I was living in Oklahoma, and Mitch Miller sent me the music for those two songs. And, of course, I had to start learning them right away because it wasn't that far until Christmas. And right away, I loved the songs. I thought they were really, really good songs. And so they flew, my mother and I, to New York. I went into the studio and recorded I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas and Are My Ears On Straight. We could tell at the time that it was probably going to be a hit. Mitch Miller was sure of it. And the year before, Columbia had released I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
Boy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, they were saying, okay, this one's going to be, this is a big Christmas hit.
For sure.
And it was.
And 71 years later, it's still beloved and a true classic.
Isn't that something? It's hard to believe. It just gets more popular every year.
Exactly, right? That's for sure, yes. What was childhood Christmases like when you were growing up?
Oh, I had very typical Christmases. Of course, 1953 was an unusual Christmas because the record was released and became a hit. And I lived in Oklahoma City at the time. And I think you may have heard the story of that Christmas present that I got.
Yes, I sure did.
So that was a very unusual Christmas. Most of my other Christmases were just typical for kids like everybody else. But 1953, I got a live hippopotamus for Christmas. The children from all over the state of Oklahoma sent in their nickels and dimes and raised enough money to buy me a hippo. And, yes, her name was Matilda. And, you know, she lived in I donated her to the Oklahoma City Zoo, and she lived there for 50 years, 49 or 50 years.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It sure is. A long time. Yes.
Yeah. She drew a lot of, visitors to the zoo because she was quite a celebrity hippopotamus.
Exactly. For sure. Yes. Yes, that's for sure. Now, what are some of your fondest memories of, working with Mitch Miller, for instance? Going back to Mitch for a minute.
He was just the way he appeared on television. He was very lively and cheery and upbeat. Of course, he kidded around and jumped around more with me because I was a child.
Yes.
And tried to make it fun. But he had a very bubbly personality. And he was also a fabulous oboe player. I don't know if people know that. And he played the oboe on By My Ears on Straight. So anyway, he was a delight.
For sure, for sure. And are there any fondest memories of working with him?
Well, I really only worked with him on that one recording session.
Was that right? Yes.
Yeah, other recording sessions after that, there were other arrangers and orchestras, and so I didn't have a lot of other experiences. One thing that you might find interesting, when he was planning to do the Sing Along with Mitch TV show, people that are old enough might remember that TV show.
Yeah.
Very popular. He flew me out to talk about it and so forth. But because he wanted to see if I would work out as the girl singer for the show who would sing all of the hit parade songs. And so I was considered for that, and he really, really did want me to do it. But at the time, I was just too young for that kind of a role, you know, to sing romantic songs. Yes. And so I just wasn't quite mature enough to pull that off. But otherwise, I would have had the spot that Leslie Evans had.
Yes, exactly. For sure, yes.
Yeah.
And so you also recorded some Easter songs as well, as we have mentioned previous years.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting because I started so young on the label, they thought I should only sing children's songs, you know, kiddie songs. So really, that was not the best route to go. They were cute little songs, but it just, they weren't the quality of songs that I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas was. That's really a good song, well-written song, has some interesting chords and so forth. But a lot of the children's songs that I recorded were cute and fun, but I needed something I could sink my teeth into, because in Oklahoma, I grew up singing, you know, more belting songs that I could belt out and
exactly.
Really sing, you know. And but I did. I recorded Kitty in a Basket and what was the other? The Three Little Bunnies in a Pet Shop, some little songs like that were seasonal.
Exactly. Yes. And so looking at 71st anniversary of the Hippopotamus song, what is your thoughts on the popularity that it has even in today's time?
Well, you have to look at it and say there's something special about that original recording. or it wouldn't be the one that's still being played 71 years later.
Exactly, yes.
Other artists covered it, but the one that you always hear is still the original. And I think that's because that it just all came together. You know, it was the right arrangement, the right vocal, the right feel, everything. It just kind of all came together just perfectly. And it's just a really good song for a kind of a novelty song. It's well written. John Rocks was the writer who wrote the song. And okay. We did alter the lyrics a little bit and change it up from the original song. And it made it a lot more singable. The original song was Hippo the Hero. They were changed up a little bit with John Rocks' approval.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, besides that song, what other Christmas songs are favorites of yours personally?
Oh, well, I have to say, Silent Night is my all-time favorite. And part of the reason for that is, of course, I'm a Christian.
Yes.
And so I love the message. But here where I live now in Southern California, I sang Silent Night every year for about 20 years on the top of a 30-foot singing Christmas tree.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And, so that was very fun, but I did that for 20 years. It got to be a challenge to climb up the scaffolding to get up that high.
Yes, I'd imagine, yes, for sure.
Yeah, and they don't have people on the tree anymore, but so I saw that I was kind of known in our city for singing Silent Night every Christmas, as well as I Want a Hippopotamus.
For sure.
So
what does today's era find you doing?
Oh, well, of course, I'm in my 80s, and so I've just been mostly a grandma, have three grandchildren, beautiful, all musical, and I am very involved in church. And I still write songs, still love writing.
Yes.
And, you know, I do some singing, mostly around Christmas. So, you know, I'm still involved in music in that regard.
That's great.
Mostly I just live a very, very normal life. Now, one thing, I just got back from Oklahoma, and I do a sing-along at the Oklahoma City Zoo every Christmas time. And they just announced, I was so surprised, Johnny. It was like, whoa, I had no idea. But they are in the process of creating a life-size bronze statue of me at the zoo. It's going to be unveiled this summer 2025.
Oh,
so,
yes.
So I definitely still have a strong connection to the Oklahoma City Zoo because of Matilda. And so there'll be a life-size bronze sculpture of me at the age of 10.
Wow.
And it will include Matilda. It'll have Matilda in there. So I'll be going back there in probably July to
unveil
that ceremony.
Yes.
Yeah, so it'll be very fun.
For sure. So I guess the last question for today, Gayla, is how do you spend Christmas this year? I know other years have been quite involved with your church and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, for the last year or so, we've been going up to north to our daughter's and her family. She has three children, grown children. Yeah. One's still in high school. And we have Christmas there. All of the, we go to church on Christmas Eve and celebrate the real meaning of Christmas, of course.
Exactly, yeah.
And then the typical, Christmas morning, we have a nice little breakfast and open gifts. Just the typical family Christmas time.
Sure.
And it's wonderful. You know, I'm so thankful to have a wonderful family, and we're all, involved in their church, and it's just a real blessing, that's really, to me, the most important thing in my life is my family and my faith. And all the rest is just a bonus.
Exactly, for sure. Well, with that, Gayla, I wish you a very Merry Christmas, and we hope to do it again next year with you.
Well, I hope so, and thank you for remembering me at this time, and I hope you and all your listeners have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you. God bless you. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says a hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
And yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that visit with our dear friend and Christmas legend in her own time, Miss Gayla Peavy, singer of I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. And well, as we come down to the last official songs for this Sunday, on the way back country Christmas, I would like to remember late great Walter Brennan, who will forever be remembered as Grandpa Amos McCoy on the series The Real McCoys. This song will be from the original Christmas album Walter brought out back in the 1960s era, and is called the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas Back Home album. With that, let's pay tribute to Walter Brennan, and so going out in loving memory of my dad, Papa Willoughby, who always loved Walter's music and recitations. With that, these ones are for you, Dad. We still miss you. Here's Walter.
Let me hear an old-time Christmas story to bring back memories. 'Cause Ma is gone and the kids are grown, and now there's only me.
If it's about decorating the Christmas tree, I still want to listen. Or hanging a stocking by the fireplace just makes my old heart glisten. A story about a boy who got a pony, or a girl who got a little dog. Them old stories on Christmas Eve, they suit me best of all. I like those stories around Christmas time, of the sleigh rides and the snow, and the story about the three wise men. I'm sure you all know. And we'll never forget about old Santa Claus and all the things he's done. And his old-time Christmas stories. I love them, every one. And then there's Mary and Joseph at the manger. A story I'm sure you remember. And the baby born on Christmas Day, the 25th of December. I'd like to turn the pages back to my childhood days of fun, 'cause the old-time Christmas stories, I love them, everyone.
Christmas story of happy days gone by. 'Cause Ma is gone and the kids are grown.
Now there's only me.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the Wayback Country Christmas for 2024. With that mentioned, this has been the third edition of our four-week tribute to Christmas. With that also mentioned, before we say so long for this Wayback Country Christmas, I would like to say in the words of Gene Autry, in an old clip from an old audio recording, I've got a Gene, the king of country Christmas music.
Happy holidays, folks, wherever you may be.
And in the words, yours truly, if I've brought a smile to your face, tear to your eye, memory to your heart, on this the third and second to last Wayback Country Christmas for 2024, my time has been well spent. As we say so long for this morning, I would like to once again thank my loyal listeners for tuning into the program once again, and also thank my guests Jimmy Hawkins and also Gayla Peavy for coming on to the program and sharing their old-time Christmas memories with us. As we also say so long, I would like to once again remind y'all that we will be back here next weekend as we do our fourth and final Christmas show of 2024. That is with a special focus with Bobby Helms, the singer of Jingle Bell Rock, and also his son, Rob Helms, as our special guest. I'd also like to share that next weekend, we'll be featuring more great Christmas classics. Now, as I pay tribute to the end of this program and play us home this morning, I would like to remember a couple of Christian-inspired Christmas songs. First of all, it's going to be Tommy Cash, the brother of Johnny Cash, and his all-time classic titled Jesus is the Reason for the Season. Then we'll follow with George Hamilton IV and his version of Silent Night. And we'll play us home today, as we always do, the same way, with Whisperin' Po' Boy Bill Anderson and a classic called Still Believing in Christmas. With that, I hope to visit with y'all next weekend. Same great time, same great place, 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. So long for now, friends, and Merry Early Christmas.
Up and down the street sparkle in the night, and in the distance you can hear the sounds of Silent Night. Carefree children laugh and sing all across the land. The world is of one spirit, it's Christmas once again. And Jesus is the reason for it all. Peace on earth without Him would be no peace at all. How alone and cold the world would be without believing that Jesus is the reason for the season. Town wound round corners, shoppers hurry by. Carolers sing, deck the halls, the streets are snowy white. Sidewalk Santas smile at children as they pass him by. A lonely bell reminds us of the child born on this night. And Jesus is the reason for it all. Peace on earth without Him would be no peace at all. How alone and cold the world would be without believing that Jesus is the reason for the season. falls on a world that's filled with happiness, but it won't mean a thing if we forget that Jesus is the reason for it all. Peace on earth without him would be no peace at all. How alone and cold the world would be without believing that Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for the season.
So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at Thy
my favorite time of year again. Of course, I'm talking about Christmas. Oh, I've got so many great memories of Christmases in my life. Everybody gathering at our house. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Going with my daddy to pick out a Christmas tree for the whole family to decorate. I once even played the part of a shepherd in a Christmas play at church. Oh, and I still remember how hard it was to go to sleep on Christmas Eve, knowing that Santa was on his way. But you know, things have changed a lot down through the years, and somewhere along the way, I think maybe the world just got in too big of a hurry. I first began to notice it when people started writing Xmas instead of Christmas. And now some people want to call Christmas the winter break or the winter holiday. And that's sad to me, because it seems like folks are even afraid to say the word Christmas anymore. Well, the first word in Christmas is Christ, and it's his birthday that those of us who call ourselves Christians celebrate every December 25th. I wouldn't dare try to tell anyone else that they couldn't celebrate the holiday of their faith, any way they might see fit. The last time I checked, this was still the land of the free. And that means that I'm free to celebrate Christmas for what it means to me. So I'm going to go out this year and I'm going to buy Christmas presents. And I'm going to send my friends Christmas cards and sing Christmas carols and eat Christmas cookies and tell the Christmas story to my kids and my grandkids and anybody else that might care to listen. Okay, call me politically incorrect if you want to. I've been called a lot worse things in my life. I've seen a lot of Christmases come and go down through the years. And I'm looking forward to this one. And the next one. And the next one. So allow me to say to you and yours, Merry Christmas. Because even after all this time, in fact, maybe now even more than ever, I am still believing. In Christmas.
Another show is over, another day gone by, with good friends all around me, oh how the time do fly.
Hello friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this here is your old host with the most, Country West Music, Johnny Woodlock. Reporting for the Wayback Country Jamboree, a division of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. The views and opinions during the show do not reflect those of the CFRC Airwaves or CFRC Station. With that, I hope y'all have a wonderful day and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again.
Yes, I know we'll meet again. Another place, another time.
The Museum of Lennox in Addington invites you to join them over the holidays celebrating Friday Night Lights on Friday, November 29th, December 6th, and December 13th. Stop by the museum between 5 to 8 p.m. each night for a free visit live.